1967, just a few days before the Six-Day War began, the Rabbanut in Eretz Yisrael released a public appeal, which was published in the newspapers at that time that had an Orthodox readership, such as Hatzofeh. They published an appeal for a nationwide Tainus Tzibur. The war began ultimately Monday, June 5th, and the previous Wednesday, the Rabbanut called for a public fast on Thursday with Vayichal, Avinu Malkeinu, Tehillim. And it was in this context and against this backdrop that the Rosh Yeshiva at the time of Yeshiva Chevron Geula, of Chatzko Sarna, addressed the significance of fasting in the context of Eist Tzara. And he began by citing the famous Rambam in Hilchos Tanios, Perek Aleph, where the Rambam says that it's a mitzvah midivrei sofrim to fast, al kol tzara shetovo al tzibur, ad shiruchama min hashamayim. Midrabanan! It's a mitzvah to fast when there's an Eist Tzara until the Tzara is resolved. Midivrei sofrim. But a mitzvah saseh, says the Rambam in Halacha Aleph, lizok ulahariyah, b'chatzotros, al kol tzara shetov al tzibur. But it's a mitzvah d'oraisa lizok, to daven. Fasting is a drabanan, midivrei sofrim. But the mitzvah to daven be'es tzara, that's a d'oraisa. Now Chatzko Sarna asks, the Rambam, we know, holds in Hilchos Tefillah, that it's a mitzvah saseh, l'spal b'chol yom. There's always a mitzvah to rise in the daven every single day. What all of a sudden is so unique and special about the mitzvah saseh to daven when there's an eis tzara? And he answered and explained as follows. The mitzvah of tefillah every day, Rambam says, Shenema v'avartem es Hashem alakechem, is a mitzvah of avodas Hashem. But the mitzvah of tefillah be'es tzara is, as Rambam says in Chas Tanyos Perk Aleph Lacha Beis, Darbezem Midarkei HaTshuva. This is tefillah that's meant to inspire and to awaken tshuva. This is not just daily avoda. This is a call for tshuva. How, though, does one know if one has been successful in davening such that my tefillah elicits tshuva? Well, the Rambam here in Hilchos Tanios uses the word not lehispala, but lizok, to cry out. If you want to know to what extent I've succeeded in davening be'es tzara to evoke tshuva, consider to what extent my tefillos are actual cries of pain. Meaning, if there was a tzara that was lo aleinu, hitting so close to home, personally impacting me, my close family members, I would be zoic. I'd be crying in pain. Ribono shel Olam, help me. I've got no one to turn to. I would recognize in a moment that I have only one source of Yeshua Hashem. That's a Kadosh Baruch Hu, nobody else. And the cries would be zaakos. There'd be cries of agony. There'd be cries of Kadosh Baruch Hu, you're the only one I can turn to. And so too, even if the tzara impacts segments of Klal Yisrael that are perhaps not me and my family necessarily per se, but the same obligation of za'aka still applies. I have to still feel that same pain for each and every Jew who is personally confronting that eis tzara. My tefillah still has to be one of za'aka. And only then can I be assured that I am taking the message to heart that there's a tzara and I need to change, I need to improve my maisim as a result. And this is why, says Rav Chatzko Sarna, the Rambam says that if somebody doesn't react appropriately, and rather he reassures himself, no, dabar zeh miminog ha'olam, this is the way the world works, this isn't because of maiseinu haram that I have to improve upon, this is just the nature of the teva. Always was, always will be. The Rambam says that this is achzarius, cruelty. Why doesn't he say this is rishus? This is sinful. I'm rejecting God's call for tshuva. He doesn't say it's rishus. He says it's achzarius. Why cruelty? Because if I don't react with the same degree of pain and za'aka when the tzara confronts other segments of Klal Yisrael, the same way I would when it confronts me and my family personally, that's an indication of a insensitivity, of an achzarius, of a callousness, a lack of feeling for other members of Klal Yisrael, the same way I would feel for myself and my own immediate family members. Perhaps what can be seen from this Rambam, as Ochaskel Sarna explains it, is that tefillah is supposed to result first and foremost in a recognition that I am entirely dependent on HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to be Zoy to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you're my only source of Yeshua, but also tefillah is meant to ensure that I connect with other members of Klal Yisrael as well. I feel for them and I react the same way as if I would react when it happens to me personally. Rashi, in this coming week's parasha, when Rachel, upon the birth of Naphtali, declares Naphtule Elokim Niftalti Emachosi Gam Yocholti, Rashi quotes Targum Onkelos, Naphtule Elokim Niftalti Niskabla Tfilasi. My tfila was received. Rashi quotes Menachem Ben Sarak, who says, Lashon Chiburim Me'es HaMakom Nischabarti Emachosi. I've joined together with my sister. Maharal and Esivos Olam Nesiv HaAvoda writes that tefillah is a lashon hischabrus, a lashon of connection. When we daven, we connect. We connect with the Kadosh Baruch Hu first and foremost. It's the obvious connection that is formed through tefillah, but perhaps also we connect with one another. At least we should. Tefillah should be an expression of caring for every other member of Klal Yisrael, joining together Be'es Tzara and expressing that connection through tefillah, through a za'aka. We see, sadly, but very movingly, so many beautiful instances of connection in Klal Yisrael today. Sadly, because they've been generated by an Eis Tzara, outpouring of love between Jews who never perhaps knew one another before, saw one another, had much in common previously. A lot of chiburim have been formed because of the Eis Tzara. But I think the challenge is not just to create chiburim be'Eis Tzara, but to work on creating chiburim between one another be'Eis Simcha. Amir Goldbach once told me when he was a bachur in Yeshivas Karen B'Yavna, beginning of his man, Chodesh Elul, he said one year there was just numerous chasanas, chaverim getting married. And those who know, Karen B'Yavna is not exactly downtown Yerushalayim. To get from there to the chasan hall, it's a schlep and a half and then some. In the middle of nowhere. And the guys were grumbling and kvetching, another chasana, got a schlep again, should I go, should I not go? Little Torah, I don't know, maybe I shouldn't. Is it Atzlus? Is it Betotar? Which one is really the motivating factor? And they're consistently complaining, kvetching, trying to figure it out. That was Chodesh Elul, 1973. He said a month later, when sadly, Bnei Yeshiva were going to Levayas after Chaveim from the Beis Medrash, there was no questions. No one was asking, should I not, Betotar, Schlep. If only we would have the same connection to one another and feel for each other's simcha as we do for each other's tzara. Perhaps when the Gemara in Brachos tells us in the first parak that one is nana misudas chas and bekala umis samcho, it's ki'ilu bana achas mechurbos Yerushalayim, it's because if the churbos of Yerushalayim resulted from pirud and from lack of connectivity and caring for one another, so when you are misameach a chasan, You are demonstrating that it's not just imo anochi b'tzar, but I'm also imo anochi b'simcha. You're creating chiburim that rectify that which brought about the churban. You're working to fix that, working to repair that. And so in addition to our tfilos for Achenu B'nai Yisrael be'es tzara, and trying to feel that pain and tzar for those who are suffering, we have to look for opportunities to create chiburim be'es simcha in a positive context as well. Perhaps this coming week in the yeshiva on Tuesday and Wednesday, we'll be spending a day and a half or so away together in a positive context, to have fun, recreation, to learn, to speak, to shmooze, to sing, divrei Torah, divrei chizuk, divrei esoros. Perhaps this is a wonderful opportunity to create additional chiburim amongst the bnei yeshiva in a positive context of simcha, of chizuk, of limra Torah, of enjoying one's company in a very positive context. The Sfas Emes, writing on Purim, writes numerous times how the Yeshuas Hashem of Purim resulted because of the koach of Leich Kenosis Kol HaYehudim, Nekaluva Amor Al Nafsham. It was the achdus that they were successful in recreating that brought about the Yeshuas Hashem. Havai, we should be zoche as well by sensitizing ourselves to the need for that achdus, not just Be'ez Tzar, but Be'ez Simcha as well, to be zocha to Yeshua HaShem, as Manenu Anu as well.